Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth. I am not much for statistics, but I heard one a while back that was of great comfort to me. It went something like this. In the history of the human race, there's never been a child that was reared properly. I suppose we could cite Adam and Eve as exceptions, but from then on it was all downhill. In raising the kids, you look at your record and must admit you've made some mistakes. So do I. But we're not alone. We've all blown it in one way or another. But we've prayed and did what we thought was right. We did the best we could and have to trust God to put it all together and add to it His blessing. God, on the other hand, is a perfect Father. He has never made a mistake, not one. Think of all the children He has had over the centuries, and every one of them reared in exactly the right way. He has never had to look back and say, I shouldn't have done that. From time to time, His children need correction and discipline. You need it, I need it. And here's the blessing. He knows exactly what we need and how to apply it to our lives to teach us the lessons He wants us to learn. His timing is always perfect. And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him. Therefore the Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. He always uses the most sure and loving means to accomplish His objectives in our lives. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. For He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. When you consider the enormity of our sin, it is a marvel that His heavenly, fatherly concern is so gentle and light. When Ezra prayed his great confessional prayer, that fact was foremost in his mind. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that Thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve and hast given us such deliverance as this. David gloried in that wonderful truth. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Jeremiah reminded the people that the chastisement of God was just. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? But in the dark season of correction, it is easy to forget that blessed truth. We are all prone to complain. We feel that the affliction is harder or lasts longer than it should. Often we feel that deliverance will never come simply because it does not arrive when we feel it should. However, it is foolish to complain and to contend with God in the light of His absolute wisdom and sovereignty and power. It is the height of folly to think that our God, who only doeth wondrous things, a God of unspotted purity and infinite goodness, would bring anything to bear in our lives that wasn't for our very best. His correction never comes as a judge deals out punishment, but as a father who only wants to bring his children back to the safe path and a secure fellowship with himself. He corrects us because he loves us. His glorious aim must be kept in view. He is doing whatever is necessary to conform us more and more into the image of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The writer of the book of Hebrews gives us an amazing insight into the earthly life of our Savior. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. You and I can learn the same great lessons as we respond in loving surrender to the will of God.